HealingPowerHour.com. I'm your host, Dr. Akila. Thanks for joining me today. Today we are going to continue our second broadcast of fasting. And this time I think I'm more organized. I'm not ad-libbing. I have a sheet I'm going to go off on and stay more on point. But you know what? It was my first recording last time, so of course I'm going to make a lot of mistakes. That's just how it goes. And as the recordings go on and on, I'll improve with time. So that's the great thing about all of this. So let's go over our sponsors. I'm so thankful for our sponsors. And we have our sponsors, MIMS Complete Auto Body and Repair, located off of Highway 85 and Roberts Drive in Riverdale, Georgia. For all your repair needs with your car, free estimates, 770-907-9629 is the number to call for more information or to get directions on how to bring your car down to get your free estimate. Once again, their number is 770-907-9629. And our next sponsor is Sabrina's Zen Thai Massage. Relaxing your sacred body is their top priority. They're located off of Barrett Parkway in Kennesaw, Georgia. They also have a Chattanooga, Tennessee location, and I'm going to give you the phone numbers to both locations. The number to the location in Kennesaw is 678-499-7764. The one in Chattanooga, Tennessee is 423-488-7130. Sabrina Zen Thai Massage. And we would like to thank our sponsors for making this program happen because, this equipment is not cheap. So the production of this to give you the type of information costs money, and they do support us to keep this going. So, hey, support them for supporting us, which is really indirectly supporting you, because without them, I doubt very seriously we would be able to record these radio shows, these episodes for you, for your education. Now, as I was saying, we're going to finish up with fasting. And I have no idea where I left off, but I'm going to be more on point this time. With the fasting, I'm going to just basically stay on point with certain type of information during this broadcast. If you have any questions whatsoever, if you're interested in fasting and you never fast before, I highly suggest that you schedule an either phone consultation or an online consultation. Online consultation with me is we're in a live chat room and I'm talking to you. We're typing questions back and forth. And afterwards, I'm able to formulate a fasting regimen based upon your body, your health status, your lifestyle too. Because if you have a busy lifestyle that requires a lot of use of your energy, then that has to be taken into account when I create your program. So if you're interested in fasting, if you are faster, if you fast before and you know what you're doing, then, hey, just listen to this information. It could be some things on here you never heard before that you learning for the first time. I know I'm always eager to learn new things that I have not learned before. So, hey, you know, feel free to email your questions to me, and I will answer them promptly. Okay, so let's talk about fasting. Once again, I'm going to go briefly on what is fasting. Fasting is to go at least 12 hours without eating or chewing solid foods. Remember last broadcasting, I stated that you'll have some people say, oh, I'm on the fast. Our church is on the fast. I said, oh, yeah, what kind of fast are you on? And they'll say, oh, we're not eating meat. But you're eating other foods. And as long as you're eating other foods, you're not fasting. You're just abstaining from other foods. But that's not a fast. Fasting is abstaining from any type of solid foods. You're not chewing. And that goes in includes chewing gum, because when you chew gum, you're activating the digestive enzymes, and therefore your stomach is expecting food to come down there, and nothing's coming, but you're still chewing. Plus, it's got all that sugar in it, so no on the gum. So usually 12-hour fasts are usually religious fasts, like Ramadan, and we have your healing fast, and healing fast starts at a minimum of 24 hours. So you're going at least 24 hours without eating or chewing solid foods. So if you have never fasted before, I would suggest a 12-hour fast first to see how you feel on fasting. People feel that if they go through a long periods of time of not eating, they feel that they're starving. And sometimes that can cause some kind of psychological issues that they have created in their own minds, because you're not starving, you're just convincing yourself, oh my God, I gotta eat, because I haven't eaten anything. If you can go through 12 hours or maybe 24 hours of just doing a certain type of juice fast, then you probably can go through a good fast successfully. That's another reason why I offer my services to beginners, because if you need someone to help talk you through it, to let you know what are the emotional and psychological issues you're currently experiencing, how to overcome them, then you will be able to successfully complete a fast. So like I said, if you've never done one before, basically contact me and I will help you out with that. And you can get more information from healingpowerhour.com information website. So we have three forms of fasting. The first form is a water fast. This is done with distilled water or mineral water. Unless you're a professional faster, I am totally against water fasting. I think I did a water fast once, and it was only for one day. A big time healing crisis will come when you're just doing a water fasting, and you really should not do a water fast for a long period of time. I don't even think you should even do it for 3 days, because you're not feeding your body any nutrients. Even though you're not chewing food and you're just drinking water, there's no nutrients in it, except if you're doing certain type of waters that has minerals and vitamins added to it. But that can get a little expensive. So, you know, unless you're doing a water fast, and you're asking, well, why would some people do water fast? Well, I did a water fast for spiritual reasons. It was not for a healing or a health reason. It was strictly for a spiritual reason. And it was 24 hours, and it was just releasing a lot of past emotions, and it was very therapeutic for my spirit and my emotional body. But it was really draining my physical body. So the water fast is just something I just don't recommend for those who are looking to fast for health reasons. The second fast is juice fasting. That consists of anything like a vegetable juice, where you just juice vegetables, which I described last time. My favorite. I love juicing vegetables. A juice fast along with a master cleanse is usually my favorite 21-day fast. Chlorophyll, any type of green drinks can be included into a juice fast. And when you're doing a juice fast, you should really abstain from certain type of fruits, except for your neutral fruits. So apple, like I was stating, like apples are neutral fruits. Not only that, but apples are a natural laxative. They are great for cleansing the gallbladder, getting rid of the body from radiations and x-rays, internal inflammatory conditions, and it definitely lowers the cholesterol. For those who have high cholesterol, if you add apples to your juice fast, they will be very beneficial to you. And also for those women who may suffer from bladder infections, you probably can definitely, not probably, you definitely can add cranberry juice. Make sure it's diluted with water. Cranberry juice comes concentrated most of the time. And I'm not talking about the sugary cranberry juice. I'm talking about the 100% pure cranberry juice, organic, that comes from your natural health stores. Always dilute those with two-part cranberry juice, two-part water. So, and anytime you add lemon to your water, you can also add lemon to your juices. But as we all know, those of us who love the Master Cleanse, and I am an advocate of the Master Cleanse, I'm going to put the directions on my website whenever I get a chance. Yeah, and I'm laughing because who knows when that can happen. But my intentions are to do that. And you know what? If you email me and say, hey, Dr. Keela, don't forget to put the Master Cleanse instructions and ingredients on your website, I'll do it. Usually, see, I'm my own boss, and if no one, when it comes to small details, if no one brings it up or points it out to me, I usually don't cater to them because I have so many big things to deal with. But it's easy to just put it up there. I just have to be reminded on time. So if you get this and it's not on my website, then email me, and next thing you know, I'll be up there in 10 minutes. It just takes that much. And the third fasting is called the dry fast. Another type of fast that I would not do, but you know, you have a community of people who really, really embrace fasting as a way of life. It is part of their lifestyle. Just like exercise is a part of mine, and so is herbal healing, fasting is a part of theirs. So a dry fast is just that. It's, you're not eating and you're not drinking anything. Nothing enters the mouth. So usually a dry fast is definitely 100% for spiritual purposes only. And you can only do a dry fast once, 24 hours. Whereas some people do water fast for 2 days, 3 days max. And of course, like I stated, I don't suggest that. And when I did do it for spiritual reasons, which was a 24-hour one. But I just could not see myself going 24 hours of not doing anything and doing a dry fast. So when it came to spiritual cleansing, I chose the water fast instead of the dry fast. But most of your fasting gurus and professionals, when it comes to a spiritual cleanse, they will do the dry fast, and it usually is 24 hours. Now you're asking yourself, what is the purpose of fasting? Why would someone abstain from food? Why would you deny yourself the pleasures of lovely, lovely, delicious food? Well, if you listen to my weight loss series or my weight loss episodes, you would realize that I stated that fasting takes energy. Digestion is something that requires energy from your body. And when you are not fasting, the energy that could be used to digest your food is used to cleanse your body and eliminate it of any illnesses, disease, toxins, and waste. So that is the physical benefit, okay? Fasting cleanses the blood of toxins, waste, dead, and diseased cells. It also turns the body from acid to alkaline. If you have calcified tumors, this is the best way to get them to dissolve. And the calcified tumors or cysts can be in the lymph nodes, in the breast area, also in the uterus. It can also be in some parts, small parts of the body. I know you see if you feel little small little hard lumps, don't think of the C word. I mean, everybody goes cancer crazy. Everything that's a knot on you is not necessarily cancer. Sometimes the body just stores waste and toxins there because you're so stopped up. And the fact that you don't drink water, just how else is it going to eliminate? Remember, you eliminate through the respiratory system with phlegm and mucus. You also eliminate through your skin, which is the largest organ. So if you're breaking out in either hives or acne and eczema, that's just the way your body is expelling toxins and waste in your system. And the only reason these two, if you get caught up with a lot of phlegm and mucus in your respiratory system and you have a lot of skin issues, it's because your colon is backed up, meaning you're constipated, and your urinary tract area is not eliminating because you're not drinking water. So if you are not having for every meal, not snack, for every meal you're having a day, if you're not eliminating the same amount, you're constipated. So if you're having three meals a day, you're supposed to have three bowel movements a day. If you have urine that smells of any kind, that is medium to dark and yellow, then you're not drinking enough water. And so therefore, you have to drink enough water. And to understand how much water you need to drink, you just take your body weight divided by two. The answer is in ounces of how much you need to drink a day. If you're active, for every hour you're active and sweating, add 16 more ounces to that. Me personally, I drink a gallon to a gallon and a half a day. I do not drink under a gallon. I'm very active, lift weights, do a lot of things. And not only that, water is delicious. I need it. When I wake up, I need it. I drink it. I have it all over the place. And my clients even notice I drink it during our consultations when they see me live. So I don't skip on the water, and you shouldn't either. So when you do a fasting and you want to heal physically, that is one of the ways of eliminating yourself of illnesses, diseases. If you had past medications that you had that you were on and you're off now, this is another way of cleansing the body off of the medications that are stored in your system. Fasting also have a mental benefit. Fasting will cleanse the thoughts and allow the mental consciousness to bring to surface unresolved emotional issues for releasing. So if you have some anger issues, guilt issues, resentment, if somebody, there's someone or a certain situation that you hate, fasting is a very therapeutic method of releasing that. Now, I'm not saying that fasting is going to make all those emotions go away. You would still have to do the forgiveness work. Hello. I know some people say, there goes Dr. Keel and that forgiveness stuff. Well, yeah, you have to forgive. You definitely have to forgive. So when you're fasting, it makes it easier to forgive and release these emotions that were stored up in your system. And please understand, things that happen in the spiritual and the mental will surface as diseases and illnesses in your physical body. So don't think this is all in vain just because I'm telling you to do a forgiveness ritual and releasing it. I'm telling you this for your physical health. It is physically beneficial for you to release mental issues such as anger, guilt, and resentment, hatred, all those other negative type emotions. You know, it's time to just let go And, of course, last but definitely, definitely not least is the spiritual benefits of fasting. You know, out of the physical and out of the mental benefits, I would say fasting, whether it's water, dry, or juicing, fasting is the fast way, but it's the quickest way to connect to your inner spirit. Our inner spirit is talking to us all the time. It warns us about a certain situation. It warns us about people. It warns us not to go this way, but we go there anyway. And the reason why we do not hear our spiritual selves speaking is because it's all clogged up with mental issues, emotional issues. It's clogged up with a lot of physical problems. We can't hear our spirit because we're in physical pain. We can't hear our spirit because we are dealing with some stress that is affecting us emotionally. You know, when you look at a bridge, let's look at the body as a bridge, because one thing about being a naturopathic doctor, which I love, is that we deal with the body as a whole. That's why it's supposed to be holistic, W-H-O-L-E, holistic, not really H-O-L-E. I really don't like the way they spell holistic now, but hey, you got to go with the flow in order to get people to come to you and seek the services that they understand on that level. But it's really whole, like your whole body. Your body consists of a spirit. Your body consists of emotional, mental spirit, emotional, mental body. And, of course, we have the physical, which is what we all see and feel. And at the root of the physical body is the spiritual body. And then what covers the spiritual body, or what is connected to the spiritual body, let's look at it like an onion. The core of the onion of the body is the spirit. Over that layer that covers that is the emotional / mental body. And then what covers that layer is the physical body. And the reason why we're so disconnected from our emotions, or we're disconnected from the physical, or the physical is disconnected from the mental, is because neither one of those bodies are connected to the spiritual body. Fasting will help that. Fasting removes negative and low vibrations from the spirit. When you deal with a lot of negative issues, or negative people who just give their powers to other things that are greater than them. I'm really, really surprised how so many people are losing faith in the Most High. You can call them any kind of name, God, Buddha, Allah, whatever name you give the Most High, it is the supreme power. And we are so spiritually disconnected that we give more power to the medical doctors, which give us gloom and doom, than we do, and we have faith in the Most High. The Most High have natural, you know, herbs, medicinal herbs that will naturally cure us of any and all diseases and illnesses. But we believe more in the medical professionals, and they put fear in most of you. They don't put fear in me. I'll challenge them to the end, because when it comes to my body, I'm going to challenge them. I am not going to allow them to convince me that, you know, my boss, which is the Most High, that's who my boss is. My boss did not create certain methods that would cure me without any side effects, or without even having them to poke me and take this and do that and run these testing and charge all kind of money on the health insurance, which I don't have, and I haven't had health insurance since 1997 and haven't needed any, because I don't live the lifestyle that would require me to have any, but I just don't live that life. I live the life that the Most High intended me to live. I am doing my purpose for being here on this earth. And since I am doing that, then I'm being rewarded. I'm doing my best to educate everyone about medicinal herbs by the Most High that is far better than what the medical doctors are trying to push off on you through fear. Through fear, that's the thing. They can only get you to lose common sense, all your common sense and logic, by instilling fear into you. And I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to go on a rant. So let me get off because off that high horse, because I could get on a tangent on that. And I'm going to go on to finishing the fasting process and everything like that. So that's the purpose and the healing benefits of fasting physically, mentally, and spiritually. Okay? Now, when you're on a fast, be sure that your bowels are moving, and you can cleanse your bowels with herbal teas, salt waters, and enemas. I do not suggest a colonic on a fast, maybe before and after, but not during a fast. I am for enemas. And you can do garlic enemas, catnip enemas, coffee enemas, lemon enemas, apple cider vinegar enemas, any kind, or you can just do just regular water enemas. But always keep the bowels moving when you're fasting. Here's something very important I want everyone to do if they decide to fast. Don't tell people you're fasting. You know, stay in your secret closet and keep a lot of your healing and your health to yourself. Fasting is nothing to brag about. Fasting is nothing to boast about. Now, if you're with your significant other and you're not eating and you need to, and you're just doing nothing but drinking, you know, juiced vegetables and doing a master cleanse, of course tell them. Of course tell them, because they need to understand what you're doing. But when you're at work, you don't have to announce it to everyone in your floor or in your building that you are fasting. Keep it to yourself. You know, just, you know, if they invite you out to dinner or a lunch, just tell them no thank you. You know, you're not hungry. You prefer to sit and do whatever it is that you do. When you're fasting, don't look at the news. Don't listen to the news. Don't deal with the news. Remember, if you're fasting, we need to get you into a spiritual awareness, an emotional enlightenment. And basically, we can only do that if you do not have the body subjected to negative issues. So don't look at the news, don't read the news, and don't watch the news, because it's always bad news. I should do a segment on good news. Every day when I do one of these studio broadcasting, I should say, hey, I'm going to give y'all some good news, because we always hear what's going on bad. You're going to always have people get murdered. People going to always get shot. There's always going to be a war. But when are you going to be told the good things that are going on in life, so that you can feel good about being alive here on this earth? So stay away from the news. Stay away from gossip. Don't gossip about other people. Don't speak negatively about anyone or anybody or any situation. And this includes yourself. Don't talk bad about yourself. Don't put yourself down. Don't give yourself limited beliefs. Like, oh, I'll never be able to make that much, or oh, I won't even get to lose that much weight, or man, if I had that type of man in my life. No, you need to always speak in positive affirmations. My monthly newsletter always give positive information, affirmations. You need to write them down, say them. I am positive. I am whole. I am a child of God. I am, you know, inspirational. I am loved. I am strong. I am healthy. There's so many affirmations, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an I am, but I am is a very, those very two important, powerful words, I am. So no negative talk. that goes for anyone, any situation, including yourself. Listen to calm music, no negative music, meaning no negative music with profanity. Listen to calm, soothing music, like instrumental music is the best because it doesn't have any negativity. If you do listen to music with lyrics, make sure the lyrics are positive. Like my girl, NDIRE, she is, of course there's many others, but she's my client, by the way, but I love her music. Very inspirational, powerful, healing music. The next thing you need to do is distance yourself from negative situations and negative people. This includes family members. If you have a family member that's negative, and everybody does, I know I do, stay away from them while you're fasting. You know, deal with them when you're more strong. And fasting, you need to get all the energy you can to abstain from food and do your daily routines. And when you deal with negativity from friends and family and neighbors, no, it's just going to bring you down. So stay away from them. Just tell them, you know, you need to just keep to yourself for the next couple of days. You're going through an emotional cleansing, and you need some time to yourself, and just stay away from them. Don't answer the phone. I love call ID. If you see some negative family member or negative person calling you, let it hit the voicemail and then delete it. Don't even listen to it. You know they're going to tell you something negative. So, you know, once they leave their voicemail, just delete it. They'll get the message after a while. Last but definitely not least, unfortunately, you have to stay away from any and all sexual activities of any kind. Sexual activities require energy, and it also requires emotional and spiritual energy, believe it or not. And we want to reserve that. So abstain from sex of any kind. It goes for masturbation as well as sexual intercourse. So do a no-no on the sex. It'll be there when you finish fasting. Trust me, sex don't go anywhere. Now, here's the thing. How long should you fast? And then after this, I'm going to have to conclude, because it looks like I'm going over time. Yes, I am, but I got to finish this. I cannot finish this. I have to finish this. There's no need for me to have a part three when I only have one more thing to dwell on. How long should you fast? Well, it depends on why you're fasting. If you're fasting for healing purposes, meaning that if you're trying to dissolve a tumor, you're trying to heal yourself of cancer, you know, it just depends on the situation. And this is where I offer my services to determine how long of a fast, how often of a fast you should do. So definitely contact me, 770-603-0141, if you're interested in my services on how to fast and how to get you on a fasting regimen for healing purposes only. And who knows, depending upon the consultation, I may not even suggest that you fast, because it just depends on your past. If you are a patient of extreme radiation and chemotherapy in the past, and you just recently finished your last chemotherapy treatment, I'm definitely not going to suggest a fast for you. So, you know, it can be very, very dangerous if you go into this blindly, not knowing what you're doing. And if you just want to do this for emotional and spiritual reasons, I can definitely help you through that. So, you know, either or. But if you want to just try out a fast or just see how it feels to be on a fast, give a 24-hour. If you don't have any medical issues, excuse me, let me just say, if you don't have any past medical issues, if you don't have any health issues, anything, any problems, if you're healthy and fine, everything's great with you, you're not on any kind of medication, you're not dealing with any type of recent surgeries, any type of medical conditions that were hinder you from successfully completing a fast, try it for 24 hours. And then move up a day at a time. You try it for 24 hours 1 week, then 3 weeks later, try for 2 days. And then 3 weeks later, try for 3 days. And if you're able to do that, then you can start fasting on a regular basis. For those who are healthy, how often do I suggest that you fast? I suggest you do a 3 to 7 day fast every season. For those who are hardcore, about fasting, you should do, and you can do a 21-day fast every season. What I mean by season, winter, spring, summer, and fall. So you can do a 3 to 7 to 21-day fast during that time. Me, when it came to fasting, I did 21-day fast twice a year, and I may periodically do 3 or 7-day fast every other month. But coming from winter to spring, I would do a 21-day fast, and then going from fall to winter, or shall I, excuse me, going from summer to fall, I would do a 21-day fast. So it just depends on your goals, and fasting can be very beneficial. It can be very great for you. It's a good discipline, and it's a great way to heal the body, mind, physical body, and soul. All right, that's my time. I have went over, but it's okay. It's my show. I can do what I want. So if I go 5 minutes over, it's all good. All right, so listen, if you have any questions in reference to fasting, please email me at docakilah@yahoo.com. That's docakilah@yahoo.com. If you would like to solicit my services for your healing regimen of any kind, you can call me at 770-603-0141, or just check out our website for all our services here at healingpowerhour.com. healingpowerhour.com. Yeah, that's it. Because it goes to celestialhealing.net. And so our wellness center is called Celestial Healing. So with that being said, remember our sponsors, MIMS Complete Auto Body and Repair, 770-907-9629 for all your auto body repair needs. Zabrina Zentai Massage, relaxing your sacred body is their top priority. Their locations is in Kennesaw and in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Kennesaw phone number is 678-499-7764. Chattanooga, Tennessee, 423-488-7130. If you would like to be one of our sponsors, please give us a call at the same number, 770-603-0141, or go to our website and click on the support our sponsors link, and you will see an email address there to contact Bruce, who will get you all set up with being announced not only on our radio program, but also have an ad on our website and a mention in our newsletter. Okay, definitely got to go now. So this is Dr. Akila, and thank you so much for tuning in to me. And I will be back next time with another topic. So with that being said, I wish upon you peace, health, love, and prosperity. I'm out. Take care. Thank you.